There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is our good friend Joan Vion, who's traveled throughout the world for many years attending meetings of the men who run the world, the banking interests, the financial interests, and had an opportunity many times to interview these world leaders. And you must understand this whole idea of, oh, we're a democracy, the people run the world. No, we don't run anything. I mean, certainly you may have an influence on your local congressman when he's up for re-election. But the question is, he going to listen to you? Is he going to listen to the people who are giving him big bucks and funding his re-election campaign and offering him all sorts of wonderful benefits when he retires, if, of course, he is a good little boy and does exactly what he is told to do? Of course, we do have a group who run the world financially, and they have an agenda. And certainly Joan has written extensively on this through the years, and she's going to tell us what is really going on in the world today. You know, as we read about Indy Mac going down the bank here in California, and we see pictures of the people standing in line, and some of them didn't get all of their money out. Some of them, if they had over $100,000 in their account, that money may well be lost. And, of course, if you were foolish enough to put large sums of money in your bank, and you probably deserve just what you get. You ought to have your money in multiple banks if you have large sums of money. In fact, if you have large sums of money, you shouldn't have it in money because the dollar is being progressively destroyed as part of a planned program, I believe, to impoverish our people, wipe out the middle class. But let's get Joan's ideas. You've heard me often say what I believe. Let's hear what Joan Vion says. Good morning, Joan. Thanks so much for being with us again.
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Well, tell us what your thoughts are and what's going on.
Well, I've written several articles. They're on newswithviews.com. And basically, in the 14 years that I've covered global meetings, everything that's going on right now is the apex of everything that I've been researching, everything that I've been talking about, everything, all the various meetings that I've gone to, the economic and financial and banking meetings. What is going on right now really comprises the apex. And I go back to my first visit to the United Nations. I think it was sometime in 1995. I started covering global meetings in 1994. And there in the huge United Nations bookstore, just get me into any bookstore and I'm good for a couple hundred dollars, especially the United Nations bookstore, like, what in the world are they doing? And Joan Barrow's can attest to that. We would both walk out of there with, 20 pounds of books. I picked up one particular publication called The Human Development Report, 1994. And I didn't know what the Human Development Report was. I didn't know anything about any organization that published it, the United Nations Development Program, UNDP. But I saw a chart in that book. And that chart is what caught my eye. Back in 94, they were talking about a world central bank. They were talking about a world trade organization. At that point, GATT had not been finalized. They were talking about a world anti-monopoly authority. They were talking about a global security and exchange commission and an economic security council. Well, my goodness. So as I started to cover global meetings throughout the years, I found that there was this huge evolutionary process on the international level for a global stock exchange. And then I had researched and saw the idea of a global currency. That was also part of the report way back. There was this idea of using, it was called the, I was just reading about it again, I had forgotten, the the plan, the Tobin tax, to tax international currency transactions. And so, you know, a global tax was in the report. And so I started researching and studying and tracking different things. And when I went to another meeting called the International Organization of Security Commissions, I found that they were like a United Nations of SEC commissioners. And as I interviewed a gentleman there, he explained to me that what they were looking to do was move the world to a global stock exchange. Well, we are there. The global stock exchange, all you have to do is look at the New York Stock Exchange. They own the Euronext, which is the conglomeration of about 8 or 10 stock exchanges in Europe, the EU. The NASDAQ used to own 25% of the London Stock Exchange, and then in a stealth move overnight, it was announced that the NASDAQ decided to sell their shares of the London Stock Exchange to the Dubai Stock Exchange, which has come up out of nowhere. And then NASDAQ turned around and they bought the Scandinavian Stock Exchange or the Nordic Stock Exchange of those three countries. So we are there. There are now plans I've heard and read here and there to bring India in and to bring Japan in to, I forget, it's either the New York or the NASDAQ. So if you're going to have a global stock exchange, you then need a global security and exchange commission. Well, having covered the Bank for International Settlements, I don't remember if it was my first or second meeting, but I believe it was 1998 or 1999, they announced the formation of what was called the Financial Stability Forum. The Financial Stability Forum would look around the world and see where there was any stability in the markets. And the people who would be on that commission at the Bank for International Settlements would include the G7 Security and Exchange Commissioners. It would include the Federal Reserve Bank and the Central Bank Ministers. It would include the Comptroller of the Currency here in the United States. It would include then members of IOSCO, members of the International Association of Insurance Supervisors. It would include members of the IMF, World Bank, and the whole international infrastructure. And I remember being at a banking, a G7 finance minister's meeting, and I asked Robert Rubin in a press briefing in 1999, as I think about it, I think I had gone from the Bank for International Settlements to Germany where they were having this G7 press briefing, and I asked Robert Rubin about the Financial Stability Forum. And he looked at me and he said, "That's a funny question." And I said, "Well, why?" Well, he didn't have any real answer, but the real answer was I caught him off guard. I knew about it.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network with Joan Zion.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, Joan Vion's our guest today, and you go right ahead, Joan. So you were mentioning you'd asked Robert Rubin about this Global Securities and Exchange Commission. He didn't want to answer you, so go ahead, pick up the
story. No, he didn't, and he didn't really want to confirm which parties would be on that committee. So it was very interesting. So my point is that they set up this financial stability forum, which could be a number of things, but my point is that the Financial Stability Forum is a global organization looking to determine what's going to happen in markets. We are on the road to a world central bank. The G8 several years ago in England, Jacques Chirac put a global tax on the agenda. The tax would be an airline tax. And so far, France was the first country. England was the second country to institute some type of tax on all airline tickets. We are confronted with a situation whereby we're looking at a global currency. The fact that the dollar is at a very, very, very historic low with no signs of recuperating anytime soon. So before we get to what's going on now, let me just say what I see after the agenda that we are faced with at this moment. I wrote two articles, America Seized with Fear and Trembling Again, and the final globalization of the U.S. banking system by the Federal Reserve. The truth of the matter is that if you're going to live in a world governmental system, and we are there, they're just finishing the final touches to the world governmental structure, you know, the House, and we're looking at the fact that the United States is the only country not to have a value-added tax or a national sales tax or a flat tax, that will constitute a global tax. Again, the United States is the only country, the only holdout, not to have a VAT or a national sales tax. And so, that's what we're going to see from the next president. Bush just couldn't get it through, thank God. But we're on target now when we look at the high commodities for a global commodities exchange, and I mentioned the global currency. So that's what's coming. So what's going on right now? If you're going to have a global stock exchange, you need to have a global regulatory system. And what is going on right now in Congress, the drop in the value of Fannie and Freddie, the subprime crisis, the whole enchilada, basically boils down to changing our entire financial regulatory system from a national system to a global system. And the Treasury Secretary, Hank Paulson, who comes from Wall Street, he's an international banker. You talk about a fox in the chicken coop. He is an international banker, like Robert Rubin, I might add.
Well, they both came from Goldman Sachs. So.
Yes, both of them. When I was listening to what was going on yesterday, and there was a pretty heated exchange between Senator Senator Jim Bunning, from Kentucky, and Hank Paulson. It was pretty interesting. I had not seen it before, but there were two exchanges. I caught one, and I'm reading in the Washington Post about the first one. The bottom line is there are not many people in our House or Senate that are really opposing the final takeover of our regulatory system into a global system. Now, maybe they don't know. Maybe they don't understand. Maybe they haven't figured out that 9/10 of our entire financial system is already globalized, and this is just one of the last vestiges of our sovereignty. But Paulson is really trying to make our Senate and our Congress international bankers. The proposals that he put forth yesterday to help solve the Freddie and Fannie problem, which they created. We are faced with the fact that the situation right now, in my opinion, has been engineered very thoughtfully and purposefully to get our Congress to go along, to get along, because the bottom line is these people have the ability to crash our economy since they create the monetary system and the highs and the lows of the business cycle. And therefore, all they have to do to Congress is say, do you want more of this? You know, you think the market is low now? We can bring it down to 4,000, you know?
And I think you're absolutely right. I think this whole thing is engineered. I think that the oil crisis is engineered. I think that the housing crisis was engineered, and they got all these stupid bankers to buy these bonds, which were non-performing. And, of course, they supposed banks thought they were all right because they were all guaranteed. They had derivative insurance policies that said the bonds are going to perform. And, of course, nobody's ever bothered to ask, yeah, but do the people who are issuing these this insurance have any money to back it up? And, of course, the whole house of cards is coming down. They created the housing bubble.
Mm-hmm.
They created everything
right.
That's going on today. And I think Joan is so right. This is all orchestrated. And the whole idea is to crash our system and to take us into this global system with a global currency. So what happens to the people who are holding American dollars? And, everything is denominated in American dollars. Well, I think it's going to be sayonara for a lot of them. I think a lot of them are going to get wiped out before this is over. What do you think?
I've been in the investment business for 28 years. I've covered global meetings for 14 years. I have watched this evolution to where we are today. There are these questions of how do you protect? And I would just point out something very important. When you hear anybody speaking from Congress or the Treasury, and you hear the phrase market-based democracy, either of those phrases, market-based refers to the fact that every investment, every bond, whether it's a mortgage or it's a credit card paper, or it's automobile paper, okay? You know, banks used to hold this credit. If we went and we got a car loan, the local bank would hold that auto loan, and we'd make our loan to the local bank, and then when it was paid off, that bank would give us the title to our car. Well, that is no longer. What happens now is the local bank may make those loans, in some cases, but the bottom line is they turn around and they sell them on a secondary market that has been created. And you have pension and profit-sharing companies, and you have trusts and foundation and foreigners and other kinds of investors who are buying up automobile debt, credit card debt, secondary mortgages, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, packages of mortgages. You know, every time you get a mortgage, depending on who you get your mortgage from, they turn around and they sell it on the secondary market so they can get the liquidity at some kind of discount right away. And That is called market-based democracy. And what I'm really saying is that the market determines the value of everything. And so the currency, a number of years ago, and I forget what year, at the G7 finance ministers meeting, I flew down to Fort Lauderdale to attend. Then Treasury Secretary John Snow made some remarks before his prepared remarks, and I heard that phrase, market-based democracy, and I thought, wait a minute, this means something. And I came home and I started doing research, and I had completely missed this whole evolutionary philosophy of market-based democracy, which very simply says that, and this is what John Snow said, he said, the market will determine the value of the dollar. Well, Hank Paulson was grilled last Thursday about the value of the dollar by Ron Paul. And Paulson shot back, I'm in favor of a strong dollar. Well, yeah, but somebody doesn't understand that they've shifted the value of our currency, not from government, not from the strength of our government, not from the strength of our economy, but they've shifted it to the market. And so when we start taking a look at what is safe, we are now seeing what happens in the secondary market, which in which loans are now floating out there globally, and who knows, you know, all they have to do is do this orchestrated thing of selling all the mortgages or not buying one another's papers, these international banks, and they created what we have now. They can do that with automobile paper. They can do that with any kind of bond, whether it's a municipal bond. They can do that with gold. They can do that with silver. They can do that with oil. They can do that with gas. I mean, you know, my point is that with this new philosophy of market-based democracy, while we may think that if we do this or we do that, that we are safe, we are now living in a world without any safety nets. There's been a complete change. There is no more government to protect you and me. That's why we supposedly paid our taxes and will continue to pay our taxes. The promises of government, the services that they provide, are no longer. And we basically are paying taxes just like a serf would pay a fee to the king or the duke or the lord to live on his manor just for, quote-unquote, the right to be protected occasionally or the right to fight on the side of the duke or the lord or the prince as they went to conquer more lands to increase their wealth.
The old feudal system is returning then.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
What do you think is
going to
happen?
In fact, I have a new video coming out. I should have it in about 3 weeks. It's still being produced, called 21st Century Feudalism. And I talk about this.
What is going to happen to the value of the currency in your estimation?
The people who run the world made their money in the United States, sad to say. They are not Americans. They are transnationalists or globalists or whatever you want to call them. The dollar is their god. Excuse me, money. Power. Power and money are their gods. And I find it fascinating, Dr. Stan. And look, I am not trying to be negative. Trust me. Negativity is an evil toxin that will poison our body and our system. But we have to understand certain things so we can then turn to the only solution and the only source. And that is a personal faith in God through His Son, Jesus Christ. There is no other way that we can handle what we have coming. And we need to be, people say, led by the Spirit and not led by the senses or the flesh. Because we don't have the ability to protect in a day and an hour in which all of the safety nets are gone. You know, I think about the children of Israel when they were going to be invaded, and the barbarians were coming, the various Assyrians and whatever were going to invade, and you know, they could hear their hoofs, the charge of the horses. They could feel the ground tremble. Now, there you are, a small farmer, a peasant farmer. I mean, how in the world are you going to flee with the only value that you have, which is not only your family, but your oxen and your cattle, so as to protect? You know, you're going to leave your house, you're going to leave your farm, you're going to leave, you know, just grab whatever you can that's valuable and run. And the only way that we can have any kind of discernment as to what to do is to be based in the Bible.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joan Bion here at the American Freedom Network.
Year-old with an agreeable smile. Starting at age six, he was medicated with Concerta and Adderall at the insistence of school staff. Grades remained mediocre. Family and friends found Mike's zombie-like appearance frightening, and he continued with periodic outbursts and meltdowns. He suffered from sleeplessness and lack of appetite. When his first seventh grade report card showed all D's and F's, his desperate mom emailed the Brain Workout Center. Mike's progress through our program was bumpy, but he worked at it and finished drug-free. Since then, his mom reports that he has made the honor roll for the first time in his life. He willingly does his homework and has enough time to play in a band, his lifelong dream. The Brain Workout Center. No drugs, no labels. Side effects include results. Call 303-691-0882.
Stop living with pain. Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Joan Bion. Before we go on, Joan, would you like to get your telephone number out, your website?
Yes.
To know how to get in touch with you?
Yes. I have four newsletters that have been detailing all the changes since last year to our regulatory and financial system. If people would like, they can subscribe to Global Observations. They can call 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541, and as I mentioned, we have a new video coming out called 21st Century Feudalism.
All right, very good.
Now, let's talk about what is going on and what they are orchestrating. How will they put in place a global financial regulatory system? Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson put out a detailed report. It's over 200 and some pages. I've read most of it. in March 31st, 2008, in which they are recommending that the Federal Reserve be given the final vestiges of power over the last independent of the Federal Reserve financial system here in America. And if I didn't say that right, what I'm trying to say is that the Federal Reserve has been, the Federal Reserve Act passed in 1913, which should have been repealed in 1913, has been amended over 195 times since it was passed, giving the Fed little by little more and more power over our entire financial system. They have never had power over thrifts, state charter banks, and credit unions. This new blueprint recommends that those entities, their charter be changed to the commercial banking charter, which would put them under the direct purview of the Federal Reserve. They have recommended that they be given oversight for the payment and settlement system in the United States. Now, the payment and settlement system is what is used when you buy stocks or bonds or mutual funds. You know, you place an order, and then you make a payment for it, and then it takes 3 days to settle, and the entity or the mutual fund or the brokerage firm keeps the money, and you get a piece of paper that says you own so many shares. That's the payment and settlement system. So it is the backbone of, if you will, the Wall Street. So the Federal Reserve is to be given, and in fact, I believe that's already been done, oversight of the payment and settlement system. Furthermore, the mortgage industry, the whole real estate industry, has never been regulated. It's been totally, completely independent, and anybody who wanted to become a mortgage broker could do so by just opening up, you know, for business and making, you know, the proper, not proper, I don't, who knows what's proper anymore, you know, connections. The bottom line is that the whole mortgage industry will be federalized, and as such, the Federal Reserve will sit on a commission to oversee the whole new mortgage infrastructure, and then insurance. The Federal Reserve has never been involved in the insurance industry here in America. The insurance industry has been governed by the states, whether it's life insurance or mortgage insurance or disability or commercial insurance or housing insurance. You know, it's always, you have to go through the state. Well, that's in the process of changing. So in other words, the sovereignty of the states is being changed, and the whole insurance industry is going to be federalized and again brought under the purview of the federal government, in which the Federal Reserve will sit on that insurance new oversight commission. When you take a look at the amount of money in the insurance industry, it's $6 trillion. The banking industry, it's $12.6 trillion. And the securities industry, it's $12.4 trillion. That totals $31 trillion. So the Fed already has control of the banking at 12.6. They're now going for the insurance at $6 trillion. And the securities, they're getting the payment and settlement system. I don't know how much that is, but you can see what they see, dollars and power. Let me see. So the insurance, the mortgage originator. Oh, yeah, last thing. The Federal Reserve is to be made market stability regulator. And part of yesterday's exchange on Capitol Hill between Senator Jim Bunning of Kentucky he said, I don't know if you've read this out there, he said to the Senate Banking Committee and to Paulson, he said, when I picked up my newspaper yesterday, I thought I woke up in France. But no, it turned out it was socialism here in the United States and going very well. The Treasury Secretary is now asking for a blank check to buy as much Fannie and Freddie debt or equity as he wants. And he pledged to do everything he could do to stop it. At another point, he basically told Paulson, he said, I do not trust you. And Paulson said to him, well, you know, I trust myself. And he said, where does the money come if we have to use this backstop? Well, later on, CNBC, occasionally you can get truth out of them. Somebody commented, one of the commentators, I didn't get his first name, but his last name is, wherever I have it. He basically said, his name is Jones. He said, Treasury is right on track, and as we saw in 316 with the bailout of Bear Stearns, he said, it's because the Fed can create new money out of thin air. Okay? So we are in the middle of a major philosophical fight, whether or not the Americans understand this. We are in a major battle. Forget Iraq. Forget Israel in invading Iran. I mean, we have a major, major battle of epic proportions being weighed in Congress. And it's who will control the last vestiges of American financial sovereignty.
But, of course, if they simply create money out of nothing, it devalues the value of the currency that's already in circulation. And certainly as the Fed goes in and starts buying up all sorts of stock on Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, and we're talking about, you know, literally hundreds of millions of dollars, but down the line, hundreds of billions of dollars down the line, really, they have something like $5 trillion in mortgages. We don't know how many of them are any good. If they're going to try to solve the problems of that government corporation, they could certainly just massively expand our money supply and devalue the wealth, the value of all of our currency even further.
Right. I mean, you know, the bottom line is, let's go back to, I had started on this thought earlier. When I look at America and I look at the timing of India and China, you know, all of a sudden becoming growth nations, to the point whereby America has transferred all of our manufacturing, you know, our corporations are no longer national. They're not even international anymore. They're transnational, which means they have all of a sudden no sovereignty to anybody except where they can make the most money. That's capitalism, by the way. You know, I find it interesting that it appears America is being stripped like a chicken.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Joan Vial.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, the last segment of this morning's program with Joan. You pick up the story with Joan.
I was talking about the takeover of the Federal Reserve. If people will go and get my article on the final takeover by the Federal Reserve and fax it to their congressmen, their senators, wherever, I think we need to get a message to them. What Treasury, part of the Treasury initiatives yesterday announced by Paulson, I was just reading, we've talked about several of them, but the third one is to give, it's GSE regulatory reform legislation, which is currently moving through Congress, to give the Federal Reserve a consultative role in the new GSE regulators process for setting capital requirements and other prudential standards. See, so the Federal Reserve, you know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac don't answer to the Federal Reserve. And they are totally independent. And, in fact, somebody was telling me they compete with the Federal Reserve in that our Treasury Secretary, our government, allows Fannie and Freddie to create money out of thin air through U.S. Treasury bills for mortgages. And so by Federal Reserve coming in and controlling Fannie and Freddie, they take over, and they then are the sole originator of money out of thin air. Now, the other thing that is going on with everything that is moving, if you're going to have a global regulatory system, and you're going to have a global stock exchange, and you're going to have the World Trade Organization, you need an international accounting system. And going back to that IOSCO meeting, in 1997 or 1998, I interviewed a gentleman, and I forget his name. All I remember is that he was knighted by the Queen, who was in charge of setting up the International Association of Accounting Standards, IASB. And people like Paul Volcker have served on the board and other key Americans as well as the Brits to basically facilitate a complete change in accounting rules. And if you're going to change the accounting rules, one of the things that everybody's discussing is the fact that should you value assets at what you purchase them for or the current value, current market value. And depending on the asset, if you're going to do current market value, like currently real estate, that means that you'd have to have more capital to back up, more capital in reserve to back up any problems with a loss of value through using different accounting methods. And so, part and parcel of every, I mean, we're really getting hit like a Star Wars, whether it's, changing the global accounting rules, adopting some other, requirements by the Bank for International Settlements known as Basel II, or whether it's changing our whole national regulatory system to a global international regulatory system, by the way, based on Britain.
Well, everything is going to change, and I can see that. And, of course, my concern is we're going to move away from a national currency to a global currency. Would
yes.
you feel this is in the offing?
Absolutely.
Now,
the beginning of the program, once this is through, the things that are left basically are a global tax, the VAT, and, you know, if you listen to both people running for Congress, for the presidency, they're all talking about a fair tax. You know, a fair tax is a VAT tax or a flat tax, and it ain't going to be fair. I haven't had a chance, but there's a lot of discussions regarding high energy, and I haven't had a chance, you know, you can only handle so much. But I think we're on target for a global commodities exchange and a global currency. Now, obviously, Europe got the euro in 1999, and when they took the currencies of the 12 or 15 countries in 99 and they merged them into the euro, the people didn't get the value of, like in France, the French franc. You know, there was an exchange differential. And their whole ability to maintain their standard of living dropped in order to merge with the other countries. Not that they wanted to. You know, you can still go to France, well, several years ago when I was in France, and the French are still miffed at all of this, and they want to pull out. And so when you go there, they will value something, whether it's a sandwich or a dress or what have you, in both French francs and euros, because they're waiting for the day in which they can go back to the French franc. Here in the States, as we look towards the future, we would have to be extremely naive not to think that there is not going to be a devaluation of our own currency further. Not only are we losing purchasing power, but we won't have as many dollars. I mean, to be honest with you, Dr. Stan, as I was analyzing this the other day, I thought, wait a minute. Well, that means if I have a $100,000 mortgage, I might, in effect, owe $200,000 in the new currency.
Sure. And that's the real problem. As they destroy the value of our currency and the savings of the American people. We're just about out of time. Joan, do you have a parting thought for our listeners before we let you go?
We have entered serious days, I mean, more serious than I ever understood before. And the only way to make it is on our knees. That's the only way to make it. It's not our understanding, which is logical. It's going to have to be God's understanding of what we need to do, which is spiritual.
Amen to that. And, of course, you know, Joan has done a tremendous job of writing. If you haven't read her book, do you have any of those books still available?
No. No more Global Straitjacket. We're going to get it on the Internet. We do have Prince Charles, and we have the two videos, Connecting the Dots of World Government, and the new one coming out, 21st Century Feudalism.
All right, fine. And so you want to get your telephone number out there one more time.
301-371-0541. 301-371-0541.
Well, Joan has done a wonderful job of getting the information together from the international meetings. And believe me, she is right on. American sovereignty is to be destroyed. It is to be replaced by a new world feudal system. They will be the lords. We will be the serfs. God bless you. Thanks so much, John.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. 205-6245, KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, I enjoyed our conversation with Joan Vion. We are in real financial trouble. And, of course, if you want to get an overview of what's going on, let me suggest my talk on the financial tsunami. It's a talk we gave several years ago, but it's just as apropos today, the syllabus that we have with it. We'll give you the background of how this whole fraudulent financial system works. It is fraudulent, and you're going to have to work and move very, very rapidly to protect what you have, else, of course, you may end up very well impoverished in this new world order that we're going to bring about. We have a little pamphlet called The History of Money, compilation of our newsletters. Another pamphlet called The Financial Meltdown, which is going on today. And of course, one idea of why Alan Greenspan did what he did, because he knew what he was doing. He's a brilliant man, and he intentionally destroyed our economic system. Why would he have done that? Well, I don't know whether I have the answer, but I have at least a possible answer. And then, of course, we carry the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, by Professor Sutton, who was a personal friend, and lastly, the book, Fiat Money, Inflation in France. If you were to read these items, you would know more than certainly most economic professors about what's going on and, of course, what the future holds. But what everybody has missed is, of course, what Joan brought out this morning, the spiritual element of this. If you get any of these items, you could certainly request a little pamphlet. It's called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. It was actually channeled to a woman named Alice Bailey, the concepts here, by a demonic spirit named Jawah Cool. And Alice Bailey readily admits that these 20 or more books he wrote were all channeled by this demonic spirit. And he actually is really incredibly open in admitting what they're doing, how they're working, where they have their people, how they control the people who run the world. The spiritual hierarchy runs the people who rule the world. And if you can ask for that, a little pamphlet, Workings of the Spiritual Hierarchy, if you get any of our other items, we'll be glad to send it to you free of charge. We cover this, of course, in our talk and in our syllabus entitled Planned Police State. Planned Police State. And, of course, for other information, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which is available on DVD, or you can get the book, and we recommend both of them. And then, of course, you get my talk on the Forbidden Secret. And, of course, another version of this we call the Secret Knowledge. It's brand new. We gave giving it the background of the fact that there really is a force out there that you can tap into that will give you everything you want. And all you have to do is give up your eternal soul. And there are people who are doing this today. There's something called The Secret. Rhonda Burns, featured by Oprah Winfrey and by Larry King and by Jim Carrey and Ellen DeGeneres and so many of the people who have accumulated great wealth and fame in this life. But, of course, what are they going to have to sacrifice in eternity? Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political and ideological and cultural and financial battlefield. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Or if you prefer, 1-800-5-HIV, like the virus war. Because we are at war. America is under attack today. Our future, our family, our freedom is under attack by wicked and evil people who worship different gods. And so, until tomorrow at the same time, we'll be with you again. Dr. Stan, may the Lord be with you.
talk to the American Freedom Network, contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3360.